what's up, everybody? Happy Friday. We have made it to December. That's crazy to me. It's December. Wow. I wanted to give another little bonus somatic tracking practice this week. A few weeks ago, I did an episode with Tanner Murtaugh, and he specializes in pain reprocessing therapy and is just a wealth of knowledge in this topic of the mind-body syndrome. And so this one is even shorter than last week's. It's about 4 minutes, and I just wanted to have it as a resource for you to be able to put on something quick if you're just noticing uncomfortable emotions or sensations in your body. I find somatic tracking to be really helpful for me, especially if I'm like headed somewhere that I don't necessarily want to go, or I'm just realizing that I'm just carrying a lot with me. And it's just helpful to be able to kind of stop and just lean into your body and just notice what it is that you're feeling. I tend to feel like dread and fear. I tend to really carry that in my chest and my throat. And so for me, it's really powerful to just sit and be like, okay, you know, as I'm noticing a heaviness in my chest, or, you know, it kind of feels like there's like a tightness in my throat. It's just really helpful to be able to notice that and be like, okay, this is fear. Like, I'm leaning into this sensation. It's not going to hurt me. It's not going to kill me. And of course, I partner with the Holy Spirit in illuminating what it is that is sparking this anxiety, but also sometimes literally just being able to articulate, wow, I feel this anxiety in my chest, and just breathing into it and taking time to just take a minute is really, really powerful, because a lot of times we forget that we feel our emotions in our body. It's not something that just exists and floats around in our minds. Our brains and our bodies are so intricately connected. And so I hope this is a helpful somatic tracking for you with Tanner Murtaugh.
Well, what I usually tell people is just, you know, close your eyes or lower your gaze, mm-hmm. and just take like a few deep breaths at first. Just kind of slow it down. Feel the warm air in your lungs. What you can do is you just scan your body and notice where the pain's kind of lying, where the pain is kind of sitting. And just focus in on it, kind of in a light way. Notice where it's located, if it's kind of localized or widespread, and what the sensation is kind of like. If it's burny, tingly, pressury, or stabby. What it kind of feels like. Just allow yourself the space right now to just be curious about it. Just be curious and interested. Notice how it kind of ebbs and flows, or increases or decreases, or moves and changes. And again, it doesn't matter. We're not trying to make the pain go away right now. That's not the idea with this. We're just giving some practice, being curious and interested and kind of exploring it. And, you know, it's always important not to focus on it too intensely, right? You're not studying for a test here. You're not criticizing it or scrutinizing it or trying to make it do something. It's very much like this light, easy kind of focus in on it. It's almost like if there was like a curious puppy in the room, right? It's that same like energy a curious puppy would have. It'd be exploring, it'd be toppling over things in this very light way. It's kind of exploring what the pain's doing. And just notice, like, does it increase? Does it decrease? Does it move or change? Again, it doesn't matter too much. It's just giving yourself the space to be kind of interested in what it's doing. And so as you breathe nice and slow, each time you exhale, it's kind of just allowing yourself to just decrease that pressure, let that pressure go, that this needs to do anything right now. And when the pain's neuroplastic, You know, the sensations you're feeling in your body, they're just sensations. They're actually safe, normal, neutral signals that are being sent up to the brain. It's just the brain is misinterpreting what's going on. But all that's taking place is just a sensation. And that you're actually safe to just attend to it because there is no damage. So just breathe kind of into the sensations. I'm not even going to call it pain anymore. It's just a sensation that's taking place. Just kind of breathe nice and slow with it. Just free yourself up to explore it. Feel safe with it because you actually are safe. And again, just checking in if it moves or changes in any way, if it increases or decreases. And just allowing it to kind of do its thing. And I always explain it, it's kind of like when you're a kid at an aquarium, right? When you're a kid at an aquarium, they're fascinating, right? There's this huge glass wall, there's all these fish swimming around in there. And it's kind of like, you know, I want people to watch their sensations. Almost like the kid would watch the sea life in an aquarium. How it kind of moves and changes. Just feel the warm air in your lungs as you kind of just observe sensations as fish moving around. To finish off, just take another deep breath in and out, just slowing it down. When you're ready, you can come back to the room.